Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We are really excited about this next segment for a couple of reasons. Excited to have on our program today recording artist Soul Eye. We're going to talk to him not only about his own musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with you, as well as his fans over the years. He has a new project getting ready to release called Shapeshifting. We'll tell you all a little bit about that, as well as let you guys hear his single, The Victim. But it's also special for us here because it's been a very busy 2015. As you guys know, we've been traveling across the country and bringing you guys some great interviews this year, and we're about to celebrate now our 800th guest with Soul Eye. So that's real exciting for us as well. We thank you for the support again for another great year as we're making year 12 here on the radio, but also, you know, being able to connect with you guys in a new way, of course, using new media to do that as well. So we thank you all for the time and, of course, for the appreciation of our platform. But Soul Eye, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be your 800th guest.
Look, man, I appreciate that. It's an honor to have you on. And this, as I said, is gearing up for a big time with you for the new release of your project, Shapeshifting, coming up. And then, of course, the response to The Victim, and we'll talk about that as well. I want to talk about the reflection of Soul Life for a moment, because that's one thing I've been learning more to do this year, is to really stop and just really take in all the great things that have been able to happen and the journey that's made it possible. What has it been like for you to do that? As you looked at the previous projects you've released and you look at the, you know, the journey of your life, what has it been like for you to see how you got to where you are today?
It's a great question, Cyrus. It's a humbling experience for me to look back and see where my evolution, see where I started about 20 years ago or so when I started this path of hip-hop and learning my art and kind of devoting my life to becoming an artist, an MC, and learning how to write music and kind of getting into my flow. So, you know, I've had my kind of a roller coaster ride, and it's over the past few years, it's been really a blessing, and I feel really confident and, you know, motivated with where I'm at and what my mission and my vision is as an artist.
Yeah. It's funny you said, you know, your mission, because I think, you know, to do what you do and to have done it for the amount of time that you've done it, I mean, it definitely shows that it's a gift. Have you always embraced the gift, or were there points where you ran from it?
You know, to be honest, once I really knew I had a gift, you know, or started to see that I had a talent in writing rhymes and just being an artist in general, I never really looked back. You know, when I was a freshman in college, I went to college to play basketball in Western New England, up in Springfield, Massachusetts. And it was basically basketball and hip hop. That was my two loves. They kind of were bedfellows. They just went, if I was playing basketball, I was listening to hip hop music and vice versa. And after my first year of college, I was like, you know, I just really want to be an artist and create music and write rhymes and rap. So I just, from that moment on, just figured that's what I do and that's what I'm here for on the planet.
Right. And I think that is the interesting thing. You know, I think, you know, as we're looking ahead to, depending on how our audience is joining us, Soul Eye, whether you're just a day away for those joining us on the radio dial from the release of Shapeshifting, or a few days for those joining us online, I think to just look at the, you know, if they've gone over to like Amazon.com and previewed the album, I mean, the message is, it's so interesting that you've been able to take what is your gift, and being able to not only entertain, but also to make people think. Has that always been a part of what you've seen as your purpose, being able to give people something that will make them maybe move and maybe, you know, maybe be able to vibe to, but also give them something afterward to say, wow, there's really something of substance there?
Yeah, I've always seen my art as an exploration into the mysterious, to the unknown. For instance, when I was younger and I'd be in a cypher, like a freestyle with other hip-hop artists or other rappers, I would be inspired by the MC next to me that was channeling in words that he was excited about in the middle of his rhyme. Or if I was rhyming and I said something that kind of blew my mind in the moment. That's where my kind of excitement for the for this experience would just ignite. And then I've always been into positivity and, you know, how do we connect with one another and how do we stay motivated? And, you know, because every day for me could be highs and lows, and how do I stay in a place of peace, and how do I translate that into my music and into the art form of hip hop and rapping?
So. Yeah. It's funny. I think that, again, is a challenge for all of us. I mean, as we're looking at our gifts, you know, how can we use it, you know, for the good instead of adding to the chaos that is out there? For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today recording artist Soul Eye. We're talking to him not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He's getting ready for the release of his new project, Shapeshifting, coming out officially on the 27th. We'll remind you all of that a little bit later, and you'll be hearing one of the songs actually from that being The Victim, a little bit later in this program. I want to talk about the release this month, that being through Yahoo.com. I mean, to be able to have that as a platform. I mean, one of the things that has been said about you, and I've definitely noticed it myself in keeping up with you through social media, Soli, is that, you know, you are all about authenticity. Do you think that is one of the reasons why people are gravitating to you?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that when I'm authentic or I'm being real, then it's just it's like an open door. It's an invitation to join me in my experience and share. We could share together. We could share music together. We could share experience, feelings, and just to be a part of that instead of maybe I'm putting on a fallacy or a facade for somebody to listen to. Then there's not really that connection that can happen or that experience of support. So I think that authenticity actually equals support for one another.
Yeah, and I mentioned Yahoo. That is where the video kind of was introduced to the world. You know, thanks to your camp, that's how I was able to see it. And I think, you know, that in itself says a whole lot. Do you see the response from the fans, the response from people who've never met you but who feel as though they want to be a part of this journey that have joined you through social media, Soli, or even through the people who comment on the video, that do you see that as a form of validation, or do you see that just as a result of your being able to walk in your truth and walk in your purpose?
Well, I see it as a combination. You know, every time somebody gives me a positive comment or reflects on how a song of mine touches them, it's definitely a form of appreciation and validation as well. And I feel like when I write songs or I put out songs that I stand by, then I think that's enough energy right there to support the movement of the song or the video or whatever the art form is.
Right. Well, I mentioned social media. That's one of the ways we've been able to stay connected with you musically, as well as, of course, with you personally as well. You recently posted a picture of yourself with your son. I mean, I'm always curious. I don't have any kids of my own, Soli. So, you know, I always, you know, joke about, you know, my wife being my work. But, I mean, you have these moments that you've been able to share, and the father and son moment that you shared there. How has being a father changed you along this journey? Because, you know, as you look again, as I was saying in the beginning of the conversation, you look at this journey. Do you think that has been a big impact of your journey, being a father?
Yeah, you know, it's impacted me as becoming a man and focusing on my values and those type of things. But as far as being an artist, before I was a father, I was still the same artist, still focused on the same mission, same vision, same purpose. So that really hasn't changed, having a son or a child. For me, it's just that I've been able to focus more and hone in on like the core values and what can I do daily to provide for my son love and connection and just be a good example. So it's interesting because as a hip-hop artist, I do feel like a role model. And when I write lyrics or when I freestyle, I know people are going to hear it, and I want to make sure that it's potent, it's got meaning, and it's authentic. And that's like the exchange I want to have with my son on a day-to-day basis. I want to be able to support his feelings, his growth, and, you know, learn from him just as he learns from me. So that's the way that becoming a father's shifted. Not so much my art, more so the focus of the day-to-day with a person that I get to experience life with.
Gotcha.
It's a blessing for me, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's another thing I want to talk to you about before we actually get into the single, the victim, because, you know, as you've been talking about even, you know, music, and I think, you know, one of the things that I think for any profession maybe, but I think especially for artists, you guys run into this, the whole thing of, you know, the question and that we as music lovers will ask, and I've been guilty of this as well, but who does that remind you of? Or, you know, again, when someone mentions an artist, or, you know, who do they sound like? How do you kind of balance that of being who you are and then identifying, you know, who you are as an artist? I mean, I think I would have to say, as we mentioned about authenticity earlier, I mean, how do you, when you're going in to record, how do you manage to balance that of realizing it is a business, but also making sure that what you're doing is a great, you know, indication and representation of you?
Yeah, authenticity is such a great word to explain that answer there. I don't feel that I take off a cape or I put on anything when I'm writing or when I'm in the studio. I just really feel like I'm so live when I'm on the mic. I'm so live when I'm on the stage. I'm so live when I'm at my house. So, like, my relationship between it being a job and a business, I don't know if it was just the way that I kind of started with it being improv and freestyle and kind of a mission toward exploring the mysterious, that it never got kind of tainted by a bigger record label may have done, or I have to do this or I have to do that. It's always been more of, I want to do this. I'm excited to do this. And
right.
Let's see what happens with this. It wasn't like the chasing of the fame. It was more the embracing of the art and delivering it to people in a way that I felt was the best, or, you know, a high level of artistry on my end.
Gotcha. Well, I think that's definitely what people have been taking from, especially the single we're about to hear, The Victim. How did The Victim come about? That is one of the tracks on the new album, Show Shifting, Shape Shifting. How did that particular single come about, Sola?
Well, when I came up with the topic of and the title for The Victim, I was actually studying a lot about victim consciousness, the poor me mentality, and things like that. What holds us back from striving for our greatness? Or, you know, I mentioned ego in that song, and a quick thing about the ego that I learned when I was younger was an easy acronym to remember: edging greatness out. Or if you want to take it on a spiritual sense, you could say edging God out. And when I was like, well, I need to write a song that kind of talks about my childhood, how I shifted the paradigm of where I was at, and you know, put myself in a position where I was open to becoming, you know, full me, like who am I as I become a man, who and what can I do to share that journey. So The Victim kind of was created from that, and I'm just really excited that I was able to put that into a song, because it's something that I've been, you know, embracing and looking into. So then when I was like, well, I could write a song about it, it makes so much sense for me to do that.
Right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Soul Eye with The Victim from his upcoming release, Shape Shifting. We'll be back with our final moments with Soul Eye right after this. Stay with us.
Stakes are high, plus the weight's heavy. I've been around the globe, yeah, I've seen plenty. Enough to hold a conversation, an ordinary commentary. Things about the planet, these underground rappers are buried. Unlimited talent, their hands are reaching out of the ground. Like a step to lift them up with a cup that's half full. I pour a little loud, it's like rain falling down, straight from the clouds. And as we wrestle sensations, the temperature's rising. I'm purging my trauma, no longer holding on to the drama. I need a shaman in my life, prepare me for my rebirth. Place me in the center of the pyramid. Live and I learn. I can see that the pain that I feel is for growth, a gift I discover.
not to blame, to blame. Part of temptation, guilty of passing blame. Narcissist, the shame is all over your name. Dragon in the cage, both in the display. Let the blame be on his master's name. Back and forth through these trap doors. I'm not a walking corpse. I'm not a victim to life, circumstance. I circumvent chance and place myself in a position to advance and maybe plant medicine to the answer we need to finally learn to grieve. Well, that's cancer relief. Death of the ego leaves me to wonder if life has a sequel. I'm standing at the top of a mountain looking down at the canopy below. It's evening, autumn, I don't want to fall, but the foliage is so beautiful. I hear it calling me. It sounds like angels singing a symphony, divinely orchestrated. What's ever so debated? The human race losing touch with the sacred. We're running right past it. I wish we could slow down. I believe in miracles that happen right now. Part of temptation, guilty of passing blame. Narcissist, the shame is all over your name. Dragon in the cage, broken in the display. Let the blame be on his master's name.
Imagine waking up with no TV, no electricity, and your phone won't work. Check the radio, but not one station comes on. Feel the panic outside, something is wrong. It's a chest-tight feeling, why are we even this? All we do is complain, all you fight is with envy. A bunch of hungry hippos, hypocrites living toxic. Gossip, talking behind each other's backs. There was once a poem I read from a boy who grew up as an adult, living that poem-y mentality. Race and poverty, lack of community, that little word was me. Chaos created family, no longer do I cling to my old past. There's a new paradigm for my life to last. I'm waking up from unconscious demands. I had this monster under my bed, never hold his hand, his hand.
Part of temptation, guilty of passing blame. Narcissist, the shame is all over your name. The dragon in the cage, broke free in the display. Let the blame be on his master's name.
That was The Victim by Soul Eye from his upcoming release, Shapeshifting, coming out actually on October 27th. We've been speaking with the man himself. Soul Eye has been making his first appearance on our program today. He is our 800th guest of this year. I've been really excited to talk to him not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. I mentioned earlier about the validation of Soul Eye. We're going to tell our audience here again how they can stay connected with you and get the project, of course, on the 27th. But I want to talk about the experience, because I think the big thing about an artist is that you will have a platform in a lot of different ways. You're able to be up on that stage, that's one platform, and to kind of feel that energy coming back at you and giving that energy off. But then, of course, to be able to have platforms like, you know, social media and things where you're able to see in real time how your fans are connecting. What does that feel like for you, to be up on that stage and to know that they are not only vibing to the music, but they're also there, you know, as part of this journey to support you?
Oh, wow, that's it's an exciting experience for sure, the new blending, that new spontaneous ability to put a picture up or put a quote up and then stay connected. It's such a new thing. So I could see it as definitely as a way to build a deeper relationship and stay connected in so many different ways with fans or with people listening for the first time or getting to know the artist. So I think it's a new, exciting platform.
Yeah, what a great thing. One of the things that you say in The Victim that I thought was interesting toward the end of the song, you talk about the little boy in that song, and you, as you're talking about him, says, no longer do I cling to my own past. There's a new paradigm for my life at last. You know, I think the thing is the realization of accountability for ourselves. Do you think that's also one of the things that drives you as a husband, as a father, as an artist, realizing that success and failure for a great part is in your hands?
accountability to me is one of the keys to balance, to health, to harmony, to functionality, to kindness, to so many things. If we're accountable and take a responsibility, just things move forward so smoothly. For instance, if I do something and I know I may have when someone's boundary or just didn't respect them or did something that hurt them, and they tell me that, then, you know, it's up to me to take responsibility for that. Even if maybe I don't believe I did that, they still feel a certain way, and I feel that it's my duty to take responsibility. And sometimes it's hard to get out of that old way or that old belief pattern or whatever it is that, you know, I might think I have to cling to, like I say in that song. Coming up with a new belief system through taking responsibility is such a gold mine, and I believe.
Yeah, I totally agree. One more thing I want to mention that's in that song that you alluded to before we heard the victim, Soli, and it goes to how a lot of people got to know you. Of course, you're an artist. I mean, you're married to the one and only Alanis Morissette. You know, you're a father. You know, ego is, I mean, even for people who haven't achieved nearly what you've achieved, you know, ego is an issue, especially in the day of social media where everyone feels as though their authority, and because they have, you know, 10 followers, that they are, you know, they are someone who should be looked up to. How have you not allowed the ego to taint the talent? Because you talk about in that song about the death of the ego, and you even gave, you know, those two great acronyms. I have to tweet those out earlier. You know, you mentioned edging greatness out, edging God out. How have you not been able to do that when you have, I mean, when some people would look at you and say you have every reason, you know, to have an ego? How have you not allowed that to stop you?
Well, I don't know. The word comparison comes up in my head when you were asking that question. And, you know, I think it's a dangerous, slippery slope when we compare ourselves to anyone else. And, you know, when I forget the uniqueness or the specialness of myself, or that I am a completely unique person, there's never been another me, there's never been another you, then I feel that helps me to not get into the dangerous area of comparison, which then would lead into ego, or thinking that I'm better than someone, I'm one up than that person, or maybe I'm less than that person, or that person's better than me because they have this or do that.
Right.
Then it just becomes such a dangerous situation. And with the social media, it's really easy to compare or to take something personally, when in reality we're all unique, perfectly imperfect beings. So
right.
Yeah.
So true. A great lesson for all of us to remember why it's so important to keep the ego in check and also to remain appreciative. And that's one thing I think that comes across from you. So
yeah.
The appreciation you have not only for life, but also the gift that you have and the ability to share it with others. Again, everyone, recording artist Soli has been our guest. Make sure you guys have bookmarked his website at soli.net. From there, you all can stay connected with him, of course, through social media. Keep up with what's coming up next for him. And then remember that Shapeshifting officially releases on October 27th. You can watch the video now, of course, through his website, so make sure you guys take advantage of that, and as well as follow him on Twitter at Soli as well. Soli, man, like I said, it's a busy time for you. We really appreciate your carving out this time for us, and I hope you'll come back. We'll have you back on the program again.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a fantastic interview, and it was great to speak with you.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And we appreciate you, our audience, for joining us for another great hour of Conversations Live, for those joining us on the radio dial, and another great segment for those joining us online. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Soli, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The podcast is already waiting on you. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. You also, of course, can be able to stay connected with Soli. We've already tagged him on his Facebook fan page, as well as his Twitter handle there, for make it easy for you guys to find him too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.